Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. And may I just say at the onset of the show, to all the veterans, the men and women that have sacrificed and have served our country, how grateful we are to all of you. And we will be talking to some people later on the show about Veterans Day and some special segments going on and services and that kind of thing. But I just wanted to say thank you. And if you're at the airport and you see someone coming back, offer them a cup of coffee or a snack or buy them a sandwich or something. It's the least we can do. And one time there was a whole group of young men and women coming back from Afghanistan. This is a few years ago. And I made everyone in our group, we were coming back from a big trade show. Everyone in my group, I made them stand up and we started to applaud them as they walked through the airport. And everybody stopped and applauded them. And it was the coolest thing. Oh my gosh, it was just so special. It was such a special moment. But I just wanted everyone to acknowledge that this is a very special and important day. That being said, I have a question for our guest, because Pat Gentile has been representing the people. Yes, us people that have had issues with the IRS, that have had problems with taxes. She is an extremely talented lawyer in this field. Oh, and by the way, one of the few lawyers that's also a CPA. Uh-huh. So my question to you before we get into today's show is, do vets have any special compensations or do they get anything from the IRS, Patricia?
Good morning, Frankie. Thank you for that intro. I also want to acknowledge Veterans Day before I answer that, to just simply say what comes to mind for me is that we have our freedom as a result of their courage. And
That's right.
You know, I will say before we go on with the topic of the day is that if you are a veteran, even most importantly, even those who are currently active military personnel, the IRS's website, irs.gov, has a special section for active military personnel right now who are on active duty. And so go there and learn about all your tax advantages and support, especially being on active duty abroad. Very big to know that, so that you don't miss deadlines, or you know what your waiver is to making certain deadlines and you don't lose that right to those types of deadlines and those benefits. As for inactive military veterans, there's nothing different in terms of the tax code for them when you're inactive veteran. You become one of us civilians who are civilians and taxpayers and, you know, going into what we were talking about, we're going to talk about today, that I represent or I help taxpayers resolve, if I don't need to represent them before the IRS, but taxpayers who are contacted by the IRS because their tax return have had have errors on them as a result of using a tax professional to prepare them or preparing their own tax returns with a tax preparation software. A lot of people are familiar with TurboTax as one of those tax preparation softwares that you do at home. And, you know, going back to veterans who are inactive, a lot of them get confused with if they're on disability, that they have, they're on veterans disability or health coverage, what that means for them when it comes to their taxes. And so they need to talk to either research it, go to the Veterans Administration, or research it online on the IRS.gov, or talk to a tax professional, because, you know, I have tips today for getting the most out of your tax professional or your tax preparation software and how to protect yourself if things don't go right, because most tax professionals know what they're doing, but those who do not can cause you a serious problem, and those tax preparation software are only as good as what you understand that the software is asking for. And when I'm helping people and representing people, and when I see those notices from the IRS saying you have an error and you need to get back to us, or we propose to change your return because of your error and this is what we're going to assess you, the biggest problem, that it seems like the underlining cause of those errors, are that either the tax professional or the taxpayer themselves, if they prepare their own return, just don't understand the tax law. That's very big, and that can cause you a lot of problems. Just to give you a couple of statistics, I read that recently that just over 60% of our 152 million individual tax returns that were filed in 2019 so far to date, and that's for the 2018 tax year, were prepared. So just over 60% of those 152 million tax returns filed so far this year were prepared by tax professionals. And I want to say that,
yes,
I read this statistic in June, and we just got through the October 15th due date for 2018 returns that were placed on extension and had until April 15th to file. So there's more than 152 million returns that were filed. And then another 20% of those were prepared by some kind of tax preparation software. So I definitely want to give out the tips at this time of year. Right now, this is the time.
Yes, please do. Absolutely. We have to do this. Absolutely. It's really important. But I also want to just say that if you are in trouble and you haven't, many of us have closed our eyes, and I was one of them, and I assumed that my tax preparer knew what he was doing, didn't realize he was old, didn't realize that things that I took for granted were never done until tens of thousands of dollars in fines and problems came back. So I just want people to understand there is a lot of help available. Patricia's firm can offer some solutions for people because she is a lawyer, because she has that background. She knows the tax laws, and because she's a CPA as well. So I just have to say that it's not too late. Don't put your head in the sand. Don't be the ostrich right now. Listen to Patricia. Listen to what you can do for next year to make it better. Get the help. Get the support. Don't let it go another day. Please, I just beg of you, don't.
Yeah, and I wouldn't procrastinate now. This isn't the time, even though people are thinking, oh, the holidays are coming up. I'll get to it after New Year's. I'll have enough time in January. This is actually the time to make sure you're set up with the right kind of tax professional, if you want to pay a tax professional to do your returns, or you feel your returns are just too complex, or you're just not interested in preparing your own, or if you're getting ready to prepare your own and you're renewing. You're renewing that annual tax software program, like you're doing your annual
Yeah, we have to take a quick... Well, when we come back, we will continue. We have to take a quick break. Pat, give out the website, please.
GentileCPALaw.com.
We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer, BizTalk Radio.